Tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled, we're in the middle of Sif Beis, which is on page Tes Zayin, right after page 30. We'll start the Shulchan Aruch again in Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Marev Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'om Ha'omdim Li'amino U'L'Smolo. When a person does Hagva, he shows the writing of the Sefer Torah to the congregation that's standing on his right and on his left. U'machziro L'fanav L'acharav. And he turns it in front of him and behind him. Shemitzvah al kol anoshim v'noshim liros haksav. There's a mitzvah on all men and women to see the writing of the Sefer Torah, v'lechroa and to bow, v'lomar v'zos haTorah and Torah Hashem Tamima. Says the Rama, v'nogu lasos kein achar shekaru b'Torah. As opposed to what we saw yesterday, the Mishabur told us that the Mechaber is going with Shitaso that he do Hagba before Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore this halacha is immediately preceding the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. But the Rama says that our minug, the minug Ashkenaz, is to do Hagba after we read from the Torah. Aval kishemotzian oso omra shilatzibur gadlu. But when the shilatzibur takes the Sefer Torah, he says, Gadlu, v'akol omrim romamu avharachamim hu yirachim amamusim v'yesh omrim lomar alakol yisgadol. So we say all those different paragraphs, v'chein omrim b'yom tov u'b'shabbos, and that's our minhag to say this last thing of alakol yisgadol on yom tov and Shabbos. V'yesh lahachzik ha-Torah b'yamin, one should hold the Sefer Torah in his right hand, u'kesha'ula ha-rishon likros, and when the first person who goes up for an aliyah, Omrim, we say, Baruch Shanasan Torah. Zok the Mishavura, we'll just start the Mishavura from the top, and we'll pick up with the notes where we were up to. The Mishavura says in Sivkoton Ches, HaMechaber Kosav Dinzek Kodem Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Like we mentioned just before, and in yesterday's shir, that the Shulchan Aruch here is saying the halachas of Hagba before the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, Shekei Minog HaSvardim Lagbia Kodem HaKriya, that the Svardim have that minog to do Hagba before they read from the Sefer Torah. V'ayin l'kamei b'hagol, like we just saw, shemin hagenu lasos ha-hagba achar ha-kriya. Our minhag is to do hagba after we read from the Torah. Ha-magbiya sefer Torah mi'al ha-teva l'haros l'om golo ad shlosha dapinu magbiya. One who is doing hagba, he should roll it out three columns worth to do the hagba. The efshe de dafka nok ad shlosha, could be it's dafka that he should do three. V'nirali, however, it appears to me that talu l'fi koach ha-magbiya she'iyya b'yichoto l'agbiya k'shi'i niglelas. But really, says the Mishavur, it appears to me that it all depends on how much koach the one who's doing Hagba has, and if he could do more, that's all the better. Sivkoton tes, p'nei ksiva sefer Torah. There's an inyan for everyone to see the writing of the sefer Torah. Kosvu ha'achronim da'achronim raikish shemara sefer Torah la'om, when he shows the ksiva of the sefer Torah to the congregation, v'u omei b'mizrach ha'teva, and he's standing in front of the teva facing east, yakif mi'mizrach l'darom, he should turn towards the right, towards the south first, k'mo shekasa b'simek kuf chavches l'inyan kohanim, that's the way they turn around when they are starting to duchanim, when they end duchanim. Omrim kaddish ad la'ilo, we say chatzi kaddish, kodem otzas the Sefer Torah, before we take out the Sefer Torah, aval b'yom sheyesh bo musaf omrim tiskabel, kodem otzas the Sefer Torah, but on a day where there's going to be musaf, then we say kaddish tiskabel, a kaddish shalom, before we take out the Sefer Torah. Here's where we're up to in the Mishabura, Sivkoton Yud. That's going on that which the Shulchan Aruch said that it's a mitzvah on everyone to see the ksav of the Sefer Torah. Vafilu imitchilo haya omei bibachutz. Even one who is really standing outside the shul, mitzvah likones lebeis hakneses liros kishemotzian umachnisin haSefer Torah. Mishum berov om hadras melech. It's a mitzvah to go inside for when they're taking out the Sefer Torah, when they're putting away the Sefer Torah, because of berov am hadras melech. If you look at note number 80, points out, Ukesha Sefer HaTorah over Lefanov, when the Sefer Torah passes in front of you, the Mishavua tells us later on, Sheyalava Oso Ad HaBima, one should escort the Sefer Torah to the Bima on its way out. V'chenkesha Machziren Es Sefer Torah, Yalava Oso Ad Lomokum, Shematznian Oso Shom. And then when the Sefer Torah is being returned to the Aron, you should follow it back until it goes in its place in the Aron. The Mishavua then continues in Sefkoton Yud Aleph. We said that they should see the Ksav. V'tov sheyira ha'osios ad sheyayachol lekrosam. Says the Mishavura, it's good to see the letters of the Sefer Torah to the point that you're actually able to read them. Ki kosvu ha'mekubalim, the mekubalim write, shayideze nimshach or godol al ha'odom. By seeing the ksiv of the Sefer Torah during Hagba and being at a distance that you would be able theoretically to read it, not that you have to read it, but you have to be able to read it, that brings upon a person a great light. And if you look at note number 9, he points out a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban writes on the pasuk of Arur Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos, where the pasuk shot is a curse to a person who does not keep the Torah. The Ramban writes, a chiddush v'li nira, it appears to me, al achazin she'eino mekim sefer Torah, al atzibur laharos p'neik sivasa lakol, that this curse is going on one who is lo yokim, he doesn't stand up the sefer Torah, he does not do hagba properly to show it to the congregation. Shemitzvah lakol anoshim v'noshim liros haksav l'chro, there's a mitzvah upon men and women to see the writing and to bow. That is the lashon of the Ramban. On that, the Chasam Sofer writes, "Shilufia Ramban chayuvu karavu daraisa." Since he's dashing it from a pasuk, it's close. He says to being a mitzvah daraisa. Avol habirke Yosef kasa sheinu el asmachta. The Birke Yosef says, "No, the Ramban is only saying an asmachta. It's really the Rabbanon. He's just relying on a pasuk. It's a nice smach, but it does not mean it's daraisa." V'lochein, therefore, im choshe shema yipol, if one is concerned that the Sefer Torah might fall, ein tzarech lagbia, then of course one should not lift it up. Look what the Mishabur writes later on. You should not give hagba to someone whose hands are shaky, or someone who is old and he's weak. Because he's not going to be able to hold it long enough so everyone should be able to get a good look at it, and therefore hagba should go to someone who has the strength to lift it up properly. And then he writes, "Me'ikar adin ain't tzarach liftoach ulagbia b'makom hakriya dafka." Me'ikar adin, you don't have to actually open up the Sefer Torah and lift it up in the place where you actually read. V'lochein kasav ashari afraim shebemakom she'en anoshim balei koach. Therefore, if there's no one strong in the minyan, v'akriya b'tchila sefer bereishis. The kriya is in the beginning of bereishis, and there's no lefties in shul, and there's no one that's very strong. O besof sefer dvarim, or it's all the way at the end of dvarim. The concern is if someone does hagba at that location, it might fall. Chas v'shalom. So efshir liglo leemtza sefer ulagbia. You could roll the sefer Torah to the middle, take a while, and do hagba that way. Then the note says v'isha b'meiri. Also, a woman when she is seeing dam. The Mishabur told us earlier shelo tistakel ala sefer Torah b'shosh shemagbiam oso laharos lom. She should not look at the sefer Torah. This is not talking about when she's in the state of being a nida, this time when she's actually seeing dam during that time, not during the Sheva Nekiyim. Ubishas hagbas hasefer Torah kasa b'shatzion lekamon b'shem el yirabu shemuchuyavim hakol lamod. Everyone has to stand up during hagba afshi b'shus acheres, even if the Torah is in a separate b'shus than you are in. V'tamo, the reason is sharehu magbia laharosa la'om, because it's being lifted up to show it to the nation. Muchuyavim lechabda memelo, you're muchuyav to give kavod to the sefer Torah, and you have to stand. Zokta Mishnebura Vaiter Sivkotan Yudbeis, we said that you say the pasuk of Vizos HaTorah, Ve'ein Lomar Vizos HaTorah Rak Neged Haksav Shel Sefer Torah. You should not say Vizos HaTorah until you see the writing of the Sefer Torah. You just see it being lifted up and it's facing the other way, you should not start saying it. You should start saying it when it's facing you. Even if it then gets turned around and it's no longer facing you, you can continue the pasuk. What exactly? What?
You should not say it.
If he just lifts it up the wrong way and doesn't show it to you, you should not say it. Correct. But look at note number 10, exactly what we say. If they've been Israel, so the Shlo and the Yavitz write to say that, those two psukim, and to end over the different pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. However, in the Sefer Shari Rachamim, he writes that Rechaim Volozhin was mafakfik al zeh. Mishum she'en lahaskel be'emtza pasuk. You shouldn't start this pasuk of Al-Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. It's the middle of a pasuk. Uledaito nochon lomar mitchilas ha-pasuk. In his opinion, you should start that pasuk from the beginning and you should say from next week's parsha, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu v'Al-Pi Hashem Yiso esh mishmeres Hashem Shamaru Al-Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. If you want to say Al-Pi Hashem Biad Moshe, you got to say the whole pasuk. And that is what Rechaim Volozhin said. In Sivkota, in note number 11, he writes, V'nohogin lahatzbiya. We know when the Sefer Torah is being lifted up, many people have a custom to put their finger up and then kiss their finger. So note 11, he says, the minog is to put out your finger, l'kivun ha-Sefer Torah, b'shas hagba'aso, ulanashe ka'etzba. The minog is to put out your finger towards where the Sefer Torah is being lifted up and then to kiss your finger. Rechaim Kineski says, Shemikor ha-minog hu me'ar hagon Rechaim Palaji. The minog is from Rechaim Palaji, v'hu kosov sham lahatzbiya im ha-etzba. He says you should point with your pointer finger, with the second finger, the one next to your thumb, the low commotion hug and latzbi imazeres, and not to use your pinky, which seems to be what most people do. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, Omer HaShliach Tzibur, we said in the Ramah that the Shliach Tzibur says, Gadlu, says the Mishabura, Uminog Ha'olam Lomor Baruch Shmei. The minog is to say the tefillah of Baruch Shmei, Bishas Hotzas HaSefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is being brought out. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Both during the week and on Shabbos, we say Baruch Shmei. V'imlo amaro b'shas hotza'a. If you didn't take it when the Sefer Torah was being taken out, yuchol amaro ad shah sheposim l'krosa. You can still say it until the time when the Sefer Torah is actually opened up to be read. V'tzarech la'agbiya ha-Torah shalosh pa'amim. The Chazan has to lift up the Torah three times. This is not talking about Hagwa. This is someone when he brings out the Sefer Torah, he should lift it up three times. D'hainu b'shah she'omer shma. This is referring to what we do on Shabbos when he says Shema Yisrael, Echad Elkeinu, and Gadlu Lashem, those three times. We know that many people bow when they say Gadlu, but that's not brought down anywhere. I've heard over that was in a shul where the ceiling was very low and they wanted to lift the Sefer Torah, so they bow down to lift it up. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there's a source to that, but it is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah or in any of the notes here to bow during Gadlu, just to lift the Sefer Torah up. And therefore, those three times, one should lift the Sefer Torah up when he is the Chazan. Let's see a few notes over here, starting with note number 12. Ukeshemotzian es Sefer Torah me'or nakodesh, very important. At least we know we do a psicha. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shelo Yotzio HaShliat Tzibur Atzmo. The Shliat Tzibur himself should not be the one who takes out the Sefer Torah directly from the Aron Kodesh. Elo Yichabdu La'acher Sheyotzio V'yimserenu L'Shliat Tzibur. Rather, he should mechabit someone else to do psicha, to open the Aron, take out the Sefer Torah, and give it over to the Shliat Tzibur. Shebekach Yesh Yoser Kavod the Sefer Torah. That way, there is more Kavod the Sefer Torah being passed through more hands, like we see in the Mishnayos as well. Before they gave the Sefer Torah to the Melech of the Kohen Gadol to read from it on Yom Kippur. V'chein kotzav Ashari Ephraim bebir divrei amata Moshe. If you look on at the last paragraph on this page in the notes, v'inherich ba'amiras v'hurachum. Let's say you had a very lengthy v'hurachum. V'atzibur hischilu kfar loma b'rich shmei. The tzibur already started b'rich shmei and you're in the middle of v'hurachum. So the Sefer Yisod v'sharish avodah says, Sheroi lahafsik v'lomar im atzibur b'rich shmei. You should stop in the middle of Uhurachum, and you should say Baruch Shmei with the Tzibur. In the notes in the back on page 3, he continues and says, but if you're in the middle of saying Tachanun, there Chaim Kineski says you should not be Mafsik for Baruch Shmei. So in the middle of Uhurachum, you should be Mafsik, but in the middle of Tachanun, you should not be Mafsik. Continues the notes in note number 15 in the back of the Sefer. We said that you say Baruch Shmei both during the week and on Shabbos. Baruch Shmei is making a request from Hashem. We don't make requests on Shabbos. The afal pi sha'asr la'adam lishol tzrachah b'Shabbos. Even though it's asr to make requests on Shabbos, the Shaios and Shubas Rav Palam explains shekevan shenot nitkon nusach zeh kitfila. Since this nusach was established as a tefila u'bakasha l'cha'adam u'b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, it was established every day and every Shabbos. Nasa tover ketofes tefila kavua. It's considered like a set tefila. Ulufika mutal omer b'Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to say it on Shabbos, like we say by other tefilas as well. Ukein ze kosov b'shal and shivas tarav l'shma. One more note over here, two more notes before we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Hashomea tzibur ha'omim shma b'otza sefer Torah. You're not davening in the minyan. It's on Shabbos. You daven in the vasik in the hashkama minyan. You come to the later minyan. You hear them bring out the sefer Torah. You're looking for a sefer on the shelf, and you hear the chazan saying shma. Ruchaim Kineski says she'ein haminog lomar imohim. The minog is that you do not say shma again with them. The ein shayach bozeh hadin ha'mavur b'shulchan aruch la'el. And it's not shayach over here that we learned in Hilchos Kriya Shma that the gabei anichlas lebeis haknesses v'shama tzibur ha'omer shma. You walk into shul and you hear the tzibur saying regular shma shechayev lanos imohim. There you mechuyah to say shma with them. That's only during regular Kriya Shma, not during Shema of the Hotzah Sefer Torah. What about saying Shema in the Kedusha of Musaf? Do you say that if you're not davening in the Minyan? So to that in the brackets, he brings from Rav Yosef, Ulu'inyan and Niyas Shema, the Kedusha Shal Musaf in Tzibur. In terms of saying Shema in the Kedusha of Musaf with the Tzibur, Rav Yosef says, Shegam hi bichlal pasuk rishon shel kriya shema shetzarech lanos im Tzibur. In that case, Rav Yosef says, you indeed should say Shema with the Tzibur in Kedusha, like by Kriya Shema, not like when we're taking out the Sefer Torah. One more note, and then we'll take a question. Note number 17. The Chazon She'eno Magbia Sefer Torah Geshomro Gadlu. Very serious. We said you lift up the Sefer Torah three times. The third time is when you say Gadlu Hashem Iti. If you don't lift up the Sefer Torah when you are the Chazon, when you say the line of Gadlu, Kosav Aruchos Chaim, Sharehu Bichlal Orra Shelo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos. You're including the curse of the one who does not uphold the Torah that the Ramban told us for the one who does not do Hagwa, doesn't show the Meksiva. Zakti Aruchos Chaim, you're also including the curse if you're the Chazon and you don't lift it up by Gadlu. If you just bow down, I don't know if that helps. Maybe when you bow down, it goes up a little bit. Maybe not, but you should make sure that you actually lift up the Sefer Torah during Gadlu. Yes, Alex, what's your question? I don't know if there's a downside. You're just not mechuyev to. It says the minhag is not to say it. I don't know if there's a downside. This seems like there's no inyan to say like regular Kriya Shema. Right, it's a good point. You're saying a pasuk. I can think of worse things than saying the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but you don't have to. Zotem mishabura vaiter sifkaton yudalud. You should lift up this. You should hold the Sefer Torah in your right hand. Says the mishabura al shema kosa v'yemino techabkeni. Like we brought down by Tachanun, you should hold the Sefer Torah in your right hand because of the pasuk of his right hand will give me a hug. Va'od, and furthermore, degama Torah nina b'yamin. The Torah was also given with the right hand, like the note says in the back of the sefer, note number 19. Va'afilu imhu iter yad. Even if he is a lefty, the mishabura tells us later on, she'ein l'shanas bazeh, you should still hold the Sefer Torah in your right arm. Ubir b'shar tzion shom shekein hatamu mishum sha'torah nina b'yamin. The Shar Tzion says the second reason that the mishabura says over here that the Torah was given with the right hand, she'nemar miyamino eish dos lomo. The pasuk says that the Torah was given in the right hand as a fiery Torah. The imkain ein l'chalik b'zeh. Therefore, it doesn't matter if you're a righty or a lefty, you're holding it there because that's the way Hashem gave it. And therefore, also a lefty should hold the Sefer Torah in his right hand. Continues the Mishabura, no hagin b'shabbos b'shachris. Kishemachzir na Sefer Torah lehichol. The minhag is on Shabbos of Shachris of Shabbos, when you're bringing the Sefer Torah back to the Aron. Lomar ha-mizmor havu l'Hashem b'nei Elim. As we know, we say the mizmor of Havu Lashem and the Elim. Ube Mincha b'Shabbos v'chein b'Yom Tov u'b'chol. Any other time, Mincha on Shabbos, Yom Tov Chol, we say Mizmor Chav Dalin. Says the Shar HaTzion in Sif Koton Tes, Ayin b'Primagodim Atam, look in the Primagodim, who says the reason why on Shabbos, specifically at Shachris, specifically Shabbos, and specifically Shachris of Shabbos, we say that capital of Havu Lashem and the Elim. If you look at note 21 in the back, he writes, from the Prima Gadim and the Eish Lavrom, the reason is Mishum Shebe Shabbos Nin the Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos. V'lochein Omrim Mizmor Zer Rak B'Shabbos B'Shachris V'lo B'Shabbos Mincha. And that's why this Mizmor is specifically said by Shabbos Shachris and not by Mincha. Kevan Shebe Shachris Nin the Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos at Shachris. And therefore, you see that capital. That capital, the Gemara Darshans, as discussing Matan Torah. Since that's discussing Matan Torah, we only say it when Matan Torah actually happened, which is Shabbos Shachris. Any other time that we're putting away the Sefer Torah, we do not say that. We say Kapitul Chav Dalud. And if you look at note 20, he points out, Umi shenimtza be'emtza amiras ashri kodem tfilas musaf shel Shabbos. A very common occurrence. It's before Musaf. They're bringing about the Sefer Torah. You're still saying Ashrei. The Chazan's going a little fast. You're in the middle of Ashrei. He's bringing about the Sefer Torah. So Rav Ozna writes, Shelo yafsik kidei lomar mizmor ledavid. You should not interrupt your Ashrei to say mizmor ledavid. Af sheyesh la'amira zu makor batur. Even though there is a makor for saying mizmor ledavid from the tour, you should not interrupt. Ho'el va'amira zu einam ikra takana. That was not part of the ikra takana. Ashrei wins out. For this reason, ein lahafsik afivu b'makom shemuter lahafsik. Even in a place where you're allowed to stop, like between the psukim, you still should not stop. Just continue on with Ashrei. The kol shekein she'ein lahafsik b'chol b'emtza amiras uvel etzion. If you dive in the Nusach Sfar and they're putting the Sefer Torah back after uvel etzion, and you're in the middle of uvel etzion, certainly you should not interrupt in the middle of uvel etzion. Kedei lomar ledavid mizmor. The chein ein lahafsik l'amiras uvenucha yomar. The other paragraph that we say afterwards, you should not interrupt your Ashrei or your uvel etzion to say uvenucha yomar. Kevan shekimat lo nizkar b'poskim, because that's basically not brought down in the poskim. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, one more Mishabura, Sivkoton Tesvov. We said the person who gets the first aliyah, we say Baruch Shenosan Torah Lamo Yisrael B'dushasa. Zok the Mishabura, the Achakach Omrim Hakel Tomim, which is actually brought down in the Siddurim, Sheyeshvo Arboim Osios, that part has 40 letters, Neged Arboim Yom Shayamosha Bahar. That corresponds to the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. Shlemi, what's your question? Shlomi asks, we see many people when they do Hag, but they lift up the Torah very, very high. Is there a reason to do that? From what we saw, the only reason to do that is if it will help more people see it, if it's a bigger shul. But if a person's doing it just to show off how strong he is,
further away, it's not going to help you see.
You're not going to see the letters anyway, correct. We don't see any inyan to do it higher unless the person's doing it so as a snashim could see it above or whatever it is. But l'chara, pashtus, a regular size shul, and everyone could see without that, there would be no reason to do that. That is a very good point. We will stop this year here. We'll continue on Mitzvah Shem, beginning Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, back to the regular time. Not tomorrow night, on Sunday. Okay, time might have to be adjusted as well for Sunday. We will keep you posted.